This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. 5 U.S. detainees flew out of Iran on Monday and have landed in Doha, a swap for 5 Iranians held in the United States in a rare deal between the two nations that also unfroze $6 billion in Tehran's funds. Some detail now from AP reporter Sagar Magani.
The Biden administration says the money will be held in restricted accounts in Qatar and only available to buy humanitarian goods like food and medicine.
In a statement issued by President Joe Biden after the release, he said, "As we welcome home our fellow citizens, I once more remind all Americans of the serious risks of traveling to Iran. American passport holders should not travel there." The United Nations warned Monday that disease outbreaks could bring a second devastating crisis to Libya, a week after a huge flash flood shattered the coastal city of Derna, sweeping thousands to their deaths. Local officials, aid agencies, and the World Health Organization are concerned about the risk of disease outbreak, particularly from contaminated water and the lack of sanitation. Italy set Monday to unveil tough rules to deter migrants after record boat crossings from North Africa to Lampedusa saw the country's southernmost tip overwhelmed by new arrivals. Ukraine and Russia facing off at the World Court in The Hague. Ukraine filed against Russia when it invaded Ukraine. Russia claimed it was doing so to stop a genocide by the Ukrainians. Also today, from the Ukrainian military, they say Ukraine forces have broken through the Russian defense line near Bakhmut as the offensive continues to take back land. This is VOA News. There were more protests in Niger over the weekend, this time at a French military base, after French President Macron said the ambassador they'd been calling to leave was being held hostage. Reuters' Olivia Chan says thousands of protesters descended on the French military base.
Protesters gathered outside the base to demand its troops, as well as the French ambassador, to leave the country. Hundreds are camped there, vowing to occupy the base's front entrance until their demands are met. Relations between Niger and its former colonizer France have worsened since Paris declared the junta illegitimate, stoking anti-French sentiment. French President Emmanuel Macron said on Friday that France's ambassador in Niger is being held hostage at the French embassy by the military junta.
Reuters' Olivia Chandu says Niger's military leaders ordered the ambassador's expulsion late last month, but Paris rejected it, saying it still regards democratically elected President Bazoum, currently held prisoner as well, as the country's sole legitimate leader. 2 years after the Taliban banned girls from school past sixth grade, Afghanistan is the only country with restrictions on female education. Here's AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
20-year-old Saha was in her last semester at Kapisa Engineering Facility when the Taliban last year banned female universities. Women's rights activist and analyst Mina Montaz tells the AP the ban on girls' higher education has sparked a growing number of early or forced marriages in the families. Montaz adds, if things continue as they are, Afghanistan will have no female medics, as an illiterate woman will never become a doctor. Now the rights of Afghan women and children are on the agenda of the UN General Assembly on Monday in New York. The UN Children's Agency says over 1 million girls are affected by the ban. I'm Charles de la Desma.
A senior British politician is urging police to investigate sexual assault allegations against comedian and actor Russell Brand. 4 women told a Channel 4 television documentary in the Times and Sunday Times newspapers that Brand assaulted them. Brand denies all claims, saying his relationships were always consensual. London police said since the reports were published and broadcast, they have received a report of an alleged assault to have taken place in Soho, central London, in 2003, and are investigating. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.